May kasabihan na ang pangangailangan ay ang ina ng lahat ng imbensyon. Yan ang katiyakan sa kaso ng kumpanyang deputy. Sila ay nagsimula bilang isang kakaibang negosyo, subalit pagkatapos lumikha ng isang software para mas mabuting mapangasiwaan ang kanilang mga empleyado, ito ay nagbago sa mas malaking tagumpay. Narito ang ulat. Mayroon silang libo-libong kliyente at empleyado sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo at matatag na interes mula sa mga tinatawag na venture capitalist. Ang deputy ay isang Aussie tech company na umangat sa tila kahanga-hangang antas. Subalit ang kasaysayan ng kumpanya ay nagsimula sa hindi inaasahang lugar, sa paliparan ng Sydney. Si Ashik Ahmed ay sumama sa kumpanyang AeroCare noong taong 2003 na may pangarap na tulungan ang CEO nito na si Steve Shelley na mag-organisa para mapabuti ang kanyang mga empleyado na binubuo ng mga tagalinis sa eroplano, tagaayos at tagabuhat ng bagahe at mga tagaalis ng yelo ng eroplano.
He'll get a text at 6 a.m. saying that, hey, I can't come in, it's unemployable. And he used to have 3 different options at that point. Number one, let that position go unfulfilled, okay, which will cause disruption to the customer service. So option number two is he stops doing what he's doing and jumps in to fill that employee's role. Option number three is he's going to pick up the phone and call every other employee, hoping someone's going to say yes. There's got to be a better way of doing this.
Kaya't si Ashik ay gumawa ng programa para padaliin ang proseso.
And it was worked so well that in next 3 years, we grew the business from 200 to 1,400 people. And at that point, we realized we have something in our hand that we can probably take to the rest of the world.
Noong taong 2008, inilunsad ni Ashik at Steve ang deputy.
And as it happened, that this software was actually second in charge to Steve. And another word for second in charge is deputy. That's how we came up with the name.
Isa sa mga paraan kung paano ma-access ng mga gumagamit ang software sa pamamagitan ng app ng deputy. Ipinaliwanag ni Ashi kung paano ito gumagana.
As a business owner or as a manager or even as an employee, I can go into straight into the app. I can see who is actually working there right now, who is running late, who will be coming in later. I'm not going to say Bentley over here called in sick and come to his shift. I can just tap on Bentley and hit find replacement. It will tell me all the other people who can come in to do Bentley's shift.
Subalit ang pagkakaroon ng magandang produkto ay palaging hindi sapat. Sa simula, nahihirapan ang kumpanya na makaakit ng mga potensyal na kliyente.
I actually went and tried to sell Deputy to a number of restaurants here in Brighton Listens in Sydney. So I went to every restaurant, found the owner, showed them Deputy. They all loved it. But you know what? None of them bought it. I'm like, meeting with great. Why did not they buy it? You know, we lacked quite a lot of knowledge in sales and marketing, I must say.
At nang mahigitan ang mga problema, ang deputy ngayon ay meron ng 25,000 kliyente sa 73 bansa at mayroong taunang turnover na mahigit $10 milyong. Sila ay nagbukas din ng isang punong himpilan sa Estados Unidos sa Atlanta, Georgia, para lalong mapagsilbihan ang mga Amerikanong kliyente.
Deputy's innovative tools transform the way organizations run from top to bottom.
With Deputy as a product solves a pain point for the hourly paid market. In many first world countries, actually, about 60% of the population is hourly paid. But that number is something like about 60 or 70 million people in the United States. So obviously, like, you know, with the vision of where we can take Deputy, that's our biggest market opportunity.
Isa sa mga mas kilalang Amerikanong kliyente ay ang NASA.
NASA uses Deputy in centers in California, mainly for the visitor centers.
Subal sa ngayon, ang mayoriya ng negosyo ng Deputy ay nagmumula sa Australia at nais nilang bantayan ang paglago nito.
Gelato Messina started with Deputy when they had one store and I believe they're up to 20 stores now and I've seen that business grow.
Ito ay isang paglakbay ng tagumpay na gumagaya lamang sa sariling karanasan ni Ashik na nag-migrate mula Bangladesh noong siya ay teenager pa lamang.
I come from a country which has about 160-170 million people. a third world country, and not many people would get an opportunity like that I have. So I definitely wanted to make sure that I maximize my opportunities of being hardworking and studying hard.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.